Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Welcome to the Short Break Sunday afternoon show from 4 till 6. Stay tuned for lots of stuff, including local gigs, films, obscure holidays, weekly news, and so much more.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 9. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 8. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 4. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 1. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 8, lows of 1. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, the Isle of Wight is above the national average for the MMR inoculation, but the public health chief still believes we can do better. Between July and September 2021, 90.7% of the island's two-year-olds had had their first MMR dose. In the same time frame, 96.1% of children aged up to 5 had the first dose, but only 91.9% had both. In 2020 and 2021, nationally, 86.6% of children had had two MMR vaccines by their fifth birthday, compared to 88.6% of island children. Nationally, uptake of the MMR vaccination has dropped to its lowest level in a decade, with more than 1 in 10 under 5s now at risk. Both the Isle of Wight and the country are well below the World Health Organization's 95% target. Meanwhile, there are no current plans for the return of a dedicated roads policing unit on the Isle of Wight, Hampshire Constabulary has said. But Police and Crime Commissioner Donna Jones has this week accepted the need for one. Hampshire Police says it is actively considering options to develop the capability of roads policing on the island and has reaffirmed the force's commitment to ensuring road safety, but hasn't gone as far to say that a dedicated unit will make a return. It comes after calls from Island's MP Bob Seeley and leader of the Isle of Wight Council, Councillor Laura PC Wilcox, for a dedicated roads policing unit. The pair wrote to police bosses before Christmas saying they felt dangerous driving on the island is increasingly becoming a problem. Finally, Lionel Richie has pulled out of this year's Isle of Wight Festival. The former Commodore's former frontman was due to perform at Seaclose Park in June. The 72-year-old was due to headline the main stage on the Friday night of the event, but he has decided to put his European tour on hold due to the coronavirus pandemic, meaning he won't come to the island this summer. A spokesperson for the Isle of Wight Festival said, "Unfortunately, Lionel Richie will no longer be playing at Cinch Presents for Isle of Wight Festival 2022. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hello, this is Blake and this is your gig guide for this week. Sunday, for music, you have the Raw Blues Project featuring Dick Taylor. The ticketed event at Strings Bar and Venue at Newport, 7:30pm. And Sunday night at Shanklin Theatre, a tribute to John Hannum. which is a ticketed event at Shanklin Theatre, 7 p.m. Monday, music, you've got Niana Ross, ticketed event, Medina Bookshop at Cowes. Wednesday, you've got Tea Dance, Broadway Centre, Sandown, 2 p.m. Thursday, you've got Sir Reynolds Fiennes, Living Dangerously, a ticketed event at Shanklin Theatres at 7:30 p.m. That was your gig guide for this week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Cristiano Ronaldo, who's a soccer player, Alex Brightman, who's a stage actor, and Jonathan Freeman, who's also a stage actor. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
Hello, this is Blake with your recipe for a beef hot pot. You will need 1 kilogram of stewing beef, 85 grams of seasoned flour, 2 chopped onions, 4 sliced carrots, 1 can of chopped tomatoes, 350 grams of beef stock, 2 tablespoons of dried mixed herbs, and oil for frying. Cut the cubed beef in the seasoned flour and brown in the batches over a medium heat in a casserole for about 5 minutes. Remove the beef and add the onions and sauté for 5 minutes until tender. Add the carrots to the onions and cook for a further 2 minutes before adding the stock, tomatoes and dried herbs, and heat for a further few minutes. Next, return the beef to the pan, cover and bring to a boil, then simmer gently for 1.5 hours, and serve piping hot with baked potatoes and crusty bread. Me and James are here to talk about a game
called Rainbow Six Extraction. Rainbow Six Extraction is a team-based first-person shooter game where you fight aliens.
You have different operators that have a passive ability and an active ability.
For example, one operator has a heartbeat sensor that can scan for objectives, while another operator has a sticky grenade that they can blow up.
Each operator has a certain selection of guns that they can choose from.
The equipment loadout is universal between operators in this game.
But the guns are not, are they?
Yes.
There's only specific guns for each operator.
Yes.
Each operator I know have like different like speed and armor differences.
That's
as well.
That's also different.
Yes.
And once you've chosen your operator and gun loadout, you then deploy to the map. Each map is split into 3 subzones with a different objective.
Each time you complete a subzone, you either get the option to extract from the area or you can go into another subzone where you get a different objective, but the difficulty is increased, but you get better rewards.
There is also a super hard mode where you continuously cycle between the subzones.
So if one of your operators were to
run out of health
and not escape, they would become MIA and make that character unusable, which then you would have to go back into another game as a different operator
and rescue them. The game is available on Xbox, PlayStation and PC, but it is not available on Switch
or mobile or because mobile. It's quite a big game and yes. Those small consoles wouldn't handle it.
It is a 16 because there's quite a lot of shooting, so it is a good idea to only let someone play it if you think they're mature enough.
The game is cross-platform as well, so you can play with people from like PlayStation and Xbox together. But it's not like a player versus player game, it's a player versus AI.
So you can't, James couldn't play it in his house and you couldn't play it in yours. Could you play against each other
We can't play against each other.
It's a co-op game.
You just have to play the game yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, you can play it with yourself or you can play it with up to a maximum of 2 of your friends, or you can play it with 2 random people if you choose to do that. But yeah, that's Rainbow Six Siege Extraction.
In local news this week, Mountbatten's Walk for White returns in May, and Islanders are being urged to help the iconic event get back to its best. COVID has impacted the last 2 events, but it's hoped this year can again attract pre-pandemic numbers of around 8,000 participants. Nigel Hartley, Mountbatten CEO, said, Walk for White is our flagship event, and it is really important that it is successful this year. We had a virtual talk 2 years ago and a scaled down Walk for White last September, and given the circumstances around COVID, they were amazing. Meanwhile, a popular Isle of Wight festival looks set to be moving venues. Rhythm Tree Festival, which has hosted big names like the Lightning Seeds, Stereo MCs, and Led Zeppelin legend Robert Plant with his band Saving Grace, has become a staple of the island's festival calendar since it started in 2010. In recent years, the festival has been held at Three Gates Farm in Shelfleet, but the location may now be changing. In a licensing application to the Isle of Wight Council, the organisers behind the event, Rhythm Tree Festival Limited, are hoping to obtain a new premise licence for land at Stislett Farm on Rose Hill in Cowes. Finally, globetrotting Isle of Wight indie band Wet Leg have released their fourth single, Oh No, accompanied by a video filmed at the foot of the Allen Bay chairlift. Fronted by Ryan Teasdale and Hester Chambers, the group broke through the glass ceiling in the summer of 2021 when debut single Chase Long went viral. Since then, they have clocked up more than 20 million streams and 4.5 million views on YouTube. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Cristiano Ronaldo, who's a soccer player, who was born in 1985, who's 37. Alex Brightman, who's a stage actor, who was born in 1987, who's 35. And finally, Jonathan Freeman, who was born in 1950, who's 72. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1, Umbrella Day on the 10th of February celebrates this utilitarian gadget that has served a variety of purposes ranging from functional to whimsical ever since its inception. An umbrella is a sight that everyone is familiar with, whether they live in the warmest or coldest climates. On a blustery day, they keep the rain off, and on a hot and bright day, they protect you from sunburn. When it starts to rain, an umbrella protects us from getting wet, whilst simultaneously shielding us from the sun. An umbrella can be a way of having a convenient experience, whether you're at the beach or waiting for the bus. So, when it comes to this clever tool, we have a lot to be thankful for. Number 2, Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk Day on the 11th of February inspires us to be more optimistic and look at life differently. Even if things aren't going your way, it's crucial to look on the bright side of reality on this day. We've all had those days when everything we touch seems to go wrong. It is, nevertheless, pointless to be depressed about it. Life is too short and precious to waste time worrying about things that are beyond your control. There are numerous situations in life that simply require a day to encourage us to disconnect from all other forces and reunite with our inner tranquility. And finally, Lost Penny Day on the 12th of February is the perfect opportunity to remember that, despite the fact that pennies may not appear to be worth much, they can still be found and utilised to aid people in need who value every penny. When you consider it, pennies are a tremendous pain. They're small and appear to be worthless, and despite being properly stored in your wallet or purse, they always seem to end up clogging your washing machine or falling down your favourite sofa's cushions. Nonetheless, people can set aside a particular day each year to collect those stray coins and eventually put them to good use by contributing them to a charity of their choice. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays. Bye for now!
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I'll be reviewing the film Sing 2. After the events of the previous film, Buster Moon's theatre is thriving, but he wants to perform in Redshaw City, the entertainment capital of the world. To do this, he pitches a show involving retired rock star Clay Calloway, who hasn't been seen in 15 years. However, the show's cast have their own personal problems. Will they be able to get over those and perform the show? Sing 2 is rated U for everyone and should be suitable for most people to watch. It's currently available at the Commodore Cinema in Ryde or Cineworld in Newport. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio. Hello, this is James with the cinema guide for this week. All of these films are being shown from Monday to Thursday. Moonfall, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Parallel Mothers, which is a 15 at Cineworld. Sing 2, which is a U at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Belfast, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Scream 2022, which is an 18 at Cineworld. The King's Man, which is a 15 at Cineworld. Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Death on the Nile 2022, which is a 12A at Cineworld, and Uncharted, which is a 12A at Cineworld. For more information, including film availability, make sure to check the cinema websites. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is obsequious. It is spelt O-B-S-E-Q-U-I-O-U-S. It is an adjective which means obedient or attentive to an excessive degree. It can be used in the sentence, "They were served by obsequious waiters." Synonyms include ingratiating, unctuous, sycophantic, toadian, and oleaginous. It originated from the late 15th century from the Latin word obsequium, which means compliance, from obsequi, which means follow or comply with. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Thank you for listening to the Sunday 4P's Takeover Show. It's a goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Cassidy.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye!
The Short Breaks 4P's course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.